ed inti simgħu l-SBS bil-Malti. Studju ġdid juri li l-ewwel nies f'Malta waslu 1000 sena qabel minn kif kien maħsub u tkompli l-kampanja ta' l-elezzjoni federali fl-Awstralja bl-ekonomija, is-saħħa u l-għoli tal-ħajja fuq quddiem tal-wedi elettorali. Nsemmilkom dan huwa ċewaxa bulettin ta' aħbarijiet miġbura mir-riżorsi tal-SBS.
Studji arkeoloġiċi ġodda juru li l-ewwel nies f'Malta kienu fuq il-gżira minn tal-anqas 8600 sena ilu. Dan huwa madwar 1000 sena minn dak li kienu jaħsbu qabel kemm kienu ilhom li waslu n-nies f'Malta. Din kienet skoperta ewlenija ta' proġett mexxi mill-professur Eleonor Sherry kif ukoll mill-professur Nicolas Vella. F'temp ta' 5 snin ir-riċerkaturi skavaw għar it-tuta fil-melliħa permezz ta' metodi mill-aktar avvanzati fix-xjenza arkeoloġika. Instab li il-bnedmin kienu qed jgħixu f'Malta minn tal-anqas 8600 sena ilu b'varjetà ta' ikel selvaġġ inkluż għasafar, ħut, mammiferi tal-baħar kif ukoll speċi ta' friken u ċrief. Dawn l-ewwel nies ħallew warajhom għodda tal-ġebel kif ukoll irmiet mill-fdalijiet tal-ikel imsajjar.
We all know that Malta had a really interesting past. It featured all sorts of strange animals like giant swans and pygmy hippos, but there's actually very little we know about this past. And the assumption here, of course, on Malta was that these animals died out naturally. Because the first people to arrive on Malta were farmers 7,600 years ago. We found out that the first people to arrive on Malta were not farmers 7,600 years ago, but rather hunter-gatherers that started to arrive at least 8,600 years ago. And when they first arrived here, many of these animals that we thought had long gone extinct, animals like foxes and deer, were actually still around. This research on Malta isn't just important because it changes what we know about Maltese prehistory. It's also important because it's changing what we understand about the peopling of Europe. This is something that we didn't think was possible, and it overturns the established notions that hunter-gatherers couldn't reach small and remote Mediterranean islands.
Dik kienet il-professur Eleonor Sherry mill-Università ta' Malta. Il-mexxej tal-Oppożizzjoni Peter Dutton jgħid li l-Awstralja riżqa' lejn riċessjoni taħt il-Partit Laburista dan wara li t-teżorier Jim Chalmers qal li huwa fiduċjuż li l-ekonomija tal-Awstralja telep l-instabilità tal-kummerċ internazzjonali ikkaġunata mill-mewġa tat-tariffi minn Donald Trump.
We are seeing a very substantial volatility now in global stock markets and in our own markets as well. Today in Australia, the market lost about 4% of value on Friday, the US about 6%. What we're seeing here is the impact of a series of bad decisions taken about tariffs, and the whole world is trying to get their head around the impacts on their own economies and the global economy as well.
Imma Dutton jargumenta li il-laburisti ħallew l-Awstralja vulnerabbli għal dawn il-forzi globali.
Is Australia heading into recession?
Well, it is under Labor. Obviously, the government just hasn't prepared our economy. Labor has made decisions in subsequent budgets now which make it harder for the economy to function with international headwinds. And if we see further actions out of the United States or retaliatory action from China or other countries, then there is a very significant chance of a recession in the United States, of a global recession otherwise. And those waves, those huge tsunami waves will hit our shore in no time at all.
Il-Ministru tas-Saħħa Awstraljan Mark Butler iddefenda l-investiment tal-Gvern ta' biljun dollaru għas-saħħa mentali fost mistoqsijiet dwar minn fejn se jinstabu l-fundi. L-impenn tal-Gvern jinkludi 225 miljun dollaru biex jinħolqu 21 ċentru tas-saħħa mentali tal-Medicare u itkabbir ta' 10 faċilitajiet mal-Awstralja ħafna minnhom f'inħawi reġjonali. Hemm ukoll mijiet ta' miljuni ta' dollari investiti f'servizzi ta' taħriġ tas-saħħa mentali għaż-żgħażagħ. Dal-investiment huwa fuq it-8 biljun u nofs dollaru biex tittejjeb is-sistema tal-Medicare li diġà tħabbru mill-gvern. Il-Ministru tas-Saħħa Mark Butler qal il-Channel 9 li l-investiment jifforma parti mill-infiq tal-gvern fl-elezzjoni federali speċjalment għaż-żgħażagħ Awstraljani.
We know if it's not caught early, if people aren't getting the sort of free support in their community that this investment will deliver, people don't sort of magically get better. They often get more unwell and end up having to be cared for in a more expensive part of the system. And in the meantime, they're not able to participate in work and be a productive member of society in the way that they so deeply want to.
Il-mexxej tal-Oppożizzjoni Peter Dutton qal lill-ABC li s-saħħa mentali hija kwistjoni li l-koalizzjoni tieħu bis-serjetà u jgħid li tobba u speċjalisti huma mitluba għal aktar servizzi biex ilaħqu ma' din is-sitwazzjoni kumplezza.
We'll invest and we've committed to doing so. There's a rebranding just to point out to what is a fact here in relation to Labor's announcement. The coalition had set up 40 centres and the government has taken those and rebranding them as part of this package. So I'd scratch a little bit further beneath the surface to have a look at what they've got on offer today.
Is-senatur tan-nazzjonali Bridget McKenzie tgħid li l-Awstralja għandha bżonn mexxejja bi kredenzjali ekonomiċi b'saħħithom fost il-biża ta' riċessjoni globali b'riżultat tat-tariffi Amerikani. L-Awstralja sofriet l-akbar telfit nar it-tnejn mindu għaddiet mill-COVID bi kważi 110 biljun dollaru jintilfu mis-swieq ta' l-isħma. Is-senatur McKenzie qalet lill-Channel 9 li n-nies fl-Awstralja huma inkwetati dwar is-superannuation tagħhom u l-investiment fl-isħma.
That is a problem because Australians rightfully need to have someone with strong economic management credentials at the Treasury benches, and unfortunately the last 3 years have seen us in a weaker position and that is not good news given the global volatility.
Dan wara li it-teżorier Jim Chalmers jgħid li huwa fiduċjuż li l-Awstralja kapaċi tikkumbatti l-instabilità globali u tevita riċessjoni fost il-biża ta' gwerra dwar il-kummerċ li se ddum. Waqt li il-Prim Ministru u l-mexxej tal-Oppożizzjoni għaddejjin bil-kampanja elettorali tagħhom madwar il-pajjiż, nies indiġeni fil-komunità reġjonali ta' Moree qegħdin juru it-tħassib tagħhom f'din l-elezzjoni. F'din il-belt ta' New South Wales, in-nies tal-lokali huma imħasba dwar in-nuqqas ta' opportunitajiet għaż-żgħażagħ u l-problema tan-nuqqas tad-djar. Moree tinsab fl-elettorat reġjonali enormi ta' Parks li ikopri nofs l-istat li jilħa il-punent ta' Broken Hill. Huwa f'idejn il-Partit Nazzjonali b'marġini sinifikanti ta' 18.2%. Tom French, resident f'Moree, qal lill-NITV li l-komunità għandha bżonn aktar fondi biex tindirizza kwistjonijiet bħal kriminalità fost iż-żgħażagħ.
I think the big issue around now is youth crime. That's going to have a lot of bearing on the outcome, I think. It all depends on what sort of programs they got, you know, how they, you know, your politicians tell you anything just to get their vote. They can talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk, you know. We need funding. We need the funding to be able to provide program for our kids.
U intemmu dan il-bulletin ta' ħbarijiet parsalejn ir-rapport ta' temp xemxie mistenni f'Perth, f'Adelaide, f'Melbourne, f'Hobart u f'Newcastle, temp ta' xejn imsaħħab mistenni f'Canberra, f'Wollongong u f'Sydney, u ħalbit ta' xita mistennija f'Brisbane u f'Darwin. Dak kien bulletin ta' ħbarijiet mir-radju tal-SBS sal-lum il-ġimgħa il-11 il-jum tax-xahar ta' April tas-sena 2025. Trid tisma' aktar stejjer bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.